Blog Talk Radio.
Kesha Fan Radio commencing in 30 seconds.
Like, shows the appreciation that's on top of Kesha.
Kesha's always been very honest with what she's talking about.
For me, I feel empowered when I listen to her music.
Full time fan is the best.
Give Kesha and her music.
I listen for Kesha, man. I don't think I'll see it.
My crazy beautiful life.
Oh my god, Kesha.
You're listening to Kesha Fan Radio, a podcast for animals everywhere.
Animals, and welcome to the show. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and I don't care. I don't watch sports. I mean, it's really cool because I'm from New England, and the Patriots are playing for the Super Bowl. But there's the whole issue of like Tom Brady's ball or someone's balls. So I don't know. Maybe Kesha's really excited because she likes balls. She said it before. Anyway, so yeah, welcome to Kesha Fan Radio. This is kind of the official start of season 4. I did an episode on New Year's Eve talking about Kesha and our fan community's top moments of 2014. Then kind of fell off track a little bit. It's been rough. My first dog back at home on the East Coast passed away, which sucks, and that kind of threw me for a loop. And if anyone ever has lost a pet, you'll understand that feeling. But, I mean, I'm feeling a little bit better now, physically, not really, but that's life. The show must go on. I don't want to disappoint anyone, and I want to be professional, so I didn't want to, you know, kick back the show any later. Anyways, this show is going to be focused on parodies and spoofs of Kesha. And for anyone who's not familiar with what a spoof or a parody is, it's not necessarily things that are trashing Kesha. Basically, a spoof or a parody is something where someone other than the person who is being spoofed or parodied or a serious news source that's just straight up reporting news, you know, basically kind of poke fun at some sort of concept in pop culture. Even me talking about Tom Brady's balls, that would, I guess, qualify as a spoof or just comedic commentary. But I'll just be sure that whatever I share on the air today, it's not too offensive. I did my research, and yay, Glitter Zebra was able to listen and get it on the air this time. I'm so happy because every time it seems to give you a hard time. So thanks for listening. Thanks to everyone for listening today. Everyone's really active today, so I'm really excited. Thanks. Maybe because it's Super Bowl Sunday, I don't know. In terms of Super Bowl Sunday, I do want to say congratulations to Katy Perry for getting to sing at the halftime show. I'm not about trashing other artists, obviously, and I think if we all took the time to celebrate the achievements of other artists and the fan community saw that, then maybe there would be less hatred. There's some people who are just douches and they like to cause drama, but I will genuinely say congratulations to Katy Perry. No matter what your feelings are about her, she's still a musical artist, and I'm sure she's extremely excited to get to do that. So don't blow it! No, I'm kidding! And then also, I just wanted to take the time to thank Kim at Pop You Love, that is Pop You Love, P-O-P-U-L-O-V-E on Twitter. He is an awesome promoter. He set me up with a domain for Kesha Fan Radio. So it's at KeshaFanRadio.com. I know he's hard at work doing some construction on that site, including updating the episode list, but it's just going to look really beautiful. And I tweeted and I sent messages on Pinterest to some people because I saw some really good Kesha fan art. And I'd really love to get that up on the brand new Kesha Fan Radio site because it is beautiful. So hopefully those people will get in touch with me if it is their artwork so that we can get permission to put it up on the site. So without further ado, this is going to be the top 10 list parodies for you guys. All right, so let's see. Here we go. So we've got... I just listed it in the order of 1 to 10. It's not really of importance or humor or anything. It's just the list that I made, and that's how it is. So, number one, is when The Simpsons, the famous cartoon The Simpsons, you know, with the yellow people with four fingers, if you are not somehow not familiar with this long-running cartoon standard, during their episode To Surveil with Love, they took the traditional intro to The Simpsons and instead custom-tailored it so all the characters were lip-syncing along to TikTok. And that's really awesome. It's, you know, it's not so much, it's like I said, this list is not really going to contain a lot of like mean super parodies at all. But I just think that that's phenomenal because The Simpsons is such a cult classic, and it could have been an easy opportunity for them to take a pot shot at Kesha, because even though The Simpsons are a little more tame, they do their fair share of poking fun at celebrities. So I thought that was great. So drew Kesha into an episode, and I couldn't find the title of it. I even went onto The Simpsons Wikia, and I couldn't find any info, but she was drawn into an episode, too. I don't think she talked, but they drew, I believe it was one of her looks that she did for We Are Who We Are in her music video into the show. So number two is going to be another irreverent cartoon, Family Guy. I really shouldn't have to explain what Family Guy is if you're not familiar with it. But Kesha was mentioned on a recent episode called This Little Piggy, where poor Meg is tricked into becoming a foot fetish porn model. And there's a scene where her brother Chris is up in his room, and he decides to reward himself with a little pornography. So he has a wheel of porn. And among the really weird choices on the wheel of porn, one of the options is our dear Kesha. And even though it could be construed as insulting, the reason why I laugh so hard is because they actually legitimately spelled her name. There was no dollar sign in it. It said Kesha. And I actually took a little screenshot of that moment, and it is up on my Twitter account at Kesha Fan Radio. So all one word. You could check that out. So I thought that was pretty funny. And again, she got off kind of easy because Family Guy can be pretty vicious. Let's see, the number three option are the Funny or Die videos, and there are two in particular that Kesha has had her hand in that are really, really good, and I love them specifically because she's able to poke fun at herself. One of them is like a Disney princess parody where she's just being like really inappropriate and un-Disney-like, and I love it. And obviously the other one, which is one of my favorites, anything, like of any real Kesha video, regardless if it's a parody or not, but the story of the dollar sign, I just love that because she basically just says that the reason she had the dollar sign in her name was because a Shady's Pizza put up her happy birthday sign and they were out of S's, so they put a dollar sign in her name and it sent her on a downward spiral towards fame and fortune. And she wanted to like be a CPA at H&R Block, but they won't hire her because she has a dollar sign in her name. So those are great. Now we have number four. It is a parody that College Humor did called Sing Talk, and it's obviously it is a parody of TikTok. I haven't watched this one just because I know College Humor can be kind of raunchy and kind of rude, but College Humor is a site where a lot of people, they get a lot of traffic and they get a lot of people watching their videos. So either way, whichever way you want to spin it, it is a good way for her to get some publicity, even if it is a site poking fun at her. I mean, the day that I said I'm not really interested in watching College Humor's videos is when they made a video called My Little Brony, and it was just like a really, really rude video about, you know, grown male fans of My Little Pony, and I know it's easy to take a pot shot at those guys in that fan community, but they're all really nice, creative people. So I don't know. I think that how they seems a little unfair. Speaking of My Little Pony, number five, there are a ton of spoofs of My Little Pony out on YouTube. Whether it's people taking the ponies and animating them on their own to do different things, one of the really popular activities that the fan community does is they make custom music videos where they'll take footage from the show or they'll do their own animations over popular music. And there are so many of these with Kesha's music. I saw one just last week for Timber that was really good. But my favorite is actually an original My Little Pony music video for Die Young, and it's by a YouTuber called Bubble Hun. So it's BUBBLEHUN, and that one has about 153,000 views. So number six, this is kind of like a broad category, but it's, let's see, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 examples. And obviously, YouTubers have a big hand in doing spoofs and parodies of things because it creates content for their channel. And so here's the list. One of my favorite YouTubers is iJustine, and she started out by doing a parody of TikTok, and I believe it was for when the iPad first came out, but that one was really good, and that has 8.3 million views. And she followed it up with doing another Kesha parody of Your Love Is My Drug, and that video has 4 million views. Next, we have Shane Dawson. He could be a little irreverent at times, and I watched this parody video, and it made me have a George Takei moment, and I said, oh my, because it was a little dicey. But he did a parody of Come On, and I believe it's called the Bong Song, and that one has 4.5 million views. And everybody, I believe, is very familiar with this YouTuber. It's Glozell. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I wanted to know. So Glozell is famous for doing a lot of lyric translation videos where she does a creative interpretation of popular song lyrics. And she has done quite a few for Kesha's music, but one of her most famous ones is the one where she interprets the lyrics for TikTok. And that one has 5.9 million views. And last but not least, we have Jenna Marbles. Oh, I should mention, too, that iJustine is actually a real fan of Kesha's. In one of her regular vlogs where she's out doing errands with one of her friends, she starts singing the song Steven. So I thought that that was really great because, you know, it's obviously not a main single. You'd have to listen to her albums to actually know that song. So I love that. And then obviously we have Jenna Marbles, and she did a video called Deep Thoughts with Kesha, and it is pretty funny. I think Jenna Marbles is pretty funny. She's a New England girl, so I really, really enjoy kind of her New England style of humor, I guess you could say. But that one was great, and that one has 10.4 million views. I mean, Jenna Marbles videos always have, like, millions of views anyway. And the number 10 spoof that I want to feature, there is a theme park that a lot of people are aware of. It's called Knott's Berry Farm, and it's in Buena Vista, California, and it's one of, like, the top Southern California theme parks. And what they do during Halloween is Knott's Scary Farm. So during most of the month of October, late at night, they will turn their theme park into, like, it's kind of like Halloween Horror Nights at Universal, except obviously it's a different park. And they can get a little bit more risque and raunchy than, let's say, your Halloween attractions at Disney or Universal. And they have thousands of people attend Knott's Scary Farm every single night during the month of October, this past October. I was lucky enough to go. They even had Elvira, who's a big celebrity, who did kind of like a circus-themed freak show / concert every night. So that was awesome. But one of the biggest they have at Knott's Scary Farm is when they do a show called The Hanging. And basically what they do is they compile all the biggest things that happened in pop culture during that year, and they irreverently poke fun at it. They will, jokingly kill celebrities, or they'll just beat up celebrities, or they'll just take just concepts in general. I mean, like the show this past year, they were making fun of the movie Frozen, and they were making fun of Marvel's show The Shield and the whole concept of The Shield and how everybody's just really politically correct and stuff. It was really funny, and I was roaring with laughter when they mentioned Kesha in the show. And at first I was worried because they're not afraid to poke fun at celebrities in their situation. So I thought, oh my God, they're going to be like really like lacking taste and say something about like her sexual harassment case or her eating disorder. But instead they merely just put her into a little skit where they were nominating celebrities for the ice bucket challenge. and they nominated Kesha because, quote unquote, she always looks like she needs a shower, and they didn't kill her character, so she got off really easy. And I like that they were sensitive about certain things that had happened to her during the year. So because it wasn't as brutal, I just found it hilarious. You know, it just shows that she is relevant to be spoken about. And I believe they played Timber's music in the background during that, which was great. So, yeah, those are the spoofs, some of the big spoofs and charities that are Kesha-themed that I can share with you guys. I am sure that there are many more. Wait, what happened to... Oh, I knew something was wrong. I had SNL on the list, but I must have erased it for some reason. Obviously, Saturday Night Live is one of the big pop culture mainstays. They do a lot of spoofs and parodies and poking fun at a lot of different things in society, especially in pop culture. And they have spoofed Kesha twice. She was first impersonated by actress Abby Elliott on the show when they did kind of like an American Idol spoof. And then in December of 2011, never mind, I'm reading this wrong. Okay, so she was spoofed three times. So the second time, there was a Michael Bublé Christmas duet skit in December of 2011, and a Kesha parody showed up of her there. And then the third time in April of 2012, I can't read today, sorry. So the April 2012 one was where Kesha was spoofed as being in kind of an American Idol type thing. So, yeah. And Abby Elliott looks hilarious as Kesha. She looks so accurate. but it is worth mentioning, though, that Kesha was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live, which is a huge honor. And that occurred on April 17th, 2010. I believe that was the episode where Ryan Felipe, I don't know. Was he on Dawson's Creek? I don't know, crap. But I believe he was the host for that show. It was where she performed TikTok and Your Love Is My Drug. And when she performed Your Love Is My Drug, she did it all in kind of like glow-in-the-dark paint, black light. It was just really cool, really awesome. So, yeah. So I don't know why SNL was off my list. But, oh, that Kesha Rose, you can still listen to the show while you're studying. Listen while you are studying. Look at me corrupting the youth of America while I am answering tweets during the show. Da-da-da. Either way, if you can't listen right now or if you're listening right now and you have to go, all of these shows are archived after the fact, or they're supposed to be. I know I was having a problem with my iTunes podcast archiving a couple of weeks back, and that freaked me out. So, yeah. Okay, well, I don't have any callers or any further tweets or anything. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday. But let's just talk about these shows that Kesha did in Florianopolis and in Brazil these past couple of weeks. They were awesome. It was basically just kind of like a reincarnation of the Warrior Tour, except she added some of her old classics. I believe last night she performed Cannibal and Backstabber, which is great. She hasn't performed those in a long time. And obviously one of the big factors of her doing these shows was when she performed Timber by herself. And instead of overlaying music of Pitbull singing his parts, which he had no problem doing when he would perform without her and play her parts, she just created her own raps, or maybe she, like, this is the thing we're forgetting. She wrote Timber. So, anyway, it hasn't started yet. No, I am airing right now. We're forgetting that, or a lot of people are forgetting that Kesha wrote Timber. These lyrics that she's performing where people are saying she created new rap for the show, for those shows, that could just be the original song if she wrote it for herself and then, you know, gave it to Pitbull or whatever. But she, you know, got a lot of attention for just doing the whole song by herself and rapping. Some fans were being funny and they were just saying, like, somewhere Iggy Azalea is crying because Kesha's raps for Timber are so good. So, yeah. Let's see if anyone else has called in. Because I am stretching, honey. I am stretching more than a pizza maker in a bakery. That's a pizza dough joke. So, yeah, I guess that's really it, other than the fact that Kesha is, you know, waiting on her lawsuit to see what happens. I saw that she did get not really so much aggravated, but maybe just a little bit anxious when she made an Instagram post a couple weeks back where she said, "I will release new music as soon as I F-word can," to her fans, probably everybody who's harassing her for new music, and they don't understand that she's in the middle of a lawsuit and that her intellectual property as far as singing belongs to a production company that she's in the middle of a lawsuit with, where she doesn't want to be part of that production company anymore. She's not releasing music and singing as a public service. She's making a living with it, so she can't just release new music for free just because fans are getting anxious and they want new music. So we really have to be patient and understanding of her situation. She did kind of throw us a bone, though, because in that same post, it was linked to an Instagram post where she was singing a little snippet of a song that she wrote, and it was really beautiful. So, yeah, let's just all just be patient and nice to her while we're waiting for the results of this lawsuit. Kind of like waiting on the Super Bowl. Just wait, and we'll see who wins. Obviously, I don't know why she wouldn't win, but that's just me being biased as a fan and looking at all the evidence that's being presented, but that's besides the point. Anyway, I think that's going to be it. I got 8 minutes left. No one else has called in, and I am feeling a little under the weather, so I'm going to go take care of myself like Kesha should be doing right now. If you're ever having a bad time, you should go take care of yourself first and not worry about other people. I'll just do a couple of quick shout-outs. Make sure that you follow Tim at the Pop You Love Network. He's on Twitter at Pop You Love, P-O-P-U-L-O-V-E. Go follow Kesha at Kesha Rose. You can follow two really good fan news accounts on Twitter. There's Kesha Rose News and Kesha Rose Source. They're two really good mediums for getting your Kesha news. And make sure that you follow me at Kesha Fan Radio on Twitter. Anyway, that's my show. Thanks so much for listening in, guys. Oh, so now people decide to call in. Wah! All right, I'll just let you guys know there's only 7 minutes left. So let's see, we've got... Okay, Kesha Fans Rose, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Let's see, this is Kesha. Oh, were you able to call? You're calling in international on Skype, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, what's up?
So, yeah, I just wanted to call in and say hi.
Cool. That's awesome. So what's your name? You can only give your first name if you want.
James.
James, oh, welcome to the show, James. How's it going over there are you in England, or am I being stereotypical?
No, I'm in England. It's like
very
cold.
Was it cold? Is it nighttime over there yet or not yet?
Yeah, it's 8:25.
Ah, so there you go. And then how close do you live to London? Are you more like towards Manchester, or are you more towards London?
I'm about 2.5 hours away from London.
Oh, there you go. Now, when did you first become a Kesha fan?
Probably late 2009, just after TikTok, because it came out quite late in the UK.
Yeah, you guys tend to get our stuff a little bit later, unfortunately, but hey, you became a fan, so that works too, right?
Yeah.
And what is your favorite... Well, I guess that's not a fair question. What are your top 5 favorite Kesha songs?
Oh, my God. This is actually a really hard question.
Okay, my apps are having a problem right now, so I tried to shout you out on my Twitter, but it's not working. Damn you, app!
I don't really know. I don't think I could. I don't think I've got time to choose. I should have thought about this
before. No, it's okay. I always just kind of bombard people with random questions. But let's see, we have another caller, so this will make it an interesting last 5 minutes. I think I know who this is, but let's see. Area code 239, you're on the air.
Hi, this is my position. You guessed right.
I knew it. Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hello.
Just,
yeah. I've been waiting for this moment.
You so infamous, girl. Why can't I tweet you? Oh, well, actually, I think I can. Okay, let's see if that worked. Twitter is being a douche right now. Yeah, like, I can't tweet you, James. It's not working.
You can't tweet me?
No, oh, I can tweet you, but I can't tweet James, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Twitter's being a hater. No, it's weird because I was doing my promo last night and I tried to tweet my friends Courtney and Sarah and it just would not recognize their Twitter accounts at all until this morning. So I don't understand what's going on. Fix your crap, Twitter. God. I know, I'm typical American complaining about, like, you know, free service, but whatever, that's fine. Did Kesha tweet something? Well, she tweeted something like 2 hours ago. People are just finding
out.
Yeah,
she tweeted like 2 selfies. I love them so much.
I think there might be like a photo shoot.
Yeah, it looks like it would be like an official photo shoot. It was awesome when I don't know if you guys saw the pictures of it, but the billboard in Florianopolis with the picture of her with the flowers in her mouth for her
Oh yeah, I saw that. I love that.
That was really cool. I love that. And I was
like,
oh,
at
my
first,
God,
I didn't even know that
there
was a city named Florianopolis.
Well, that's cool, though. So we've got, like, 3 minutes left. What are your guys' favorite moments, Kesha moments of 2015 so far?
Probably seen the concert, her Brazil performance, because it's the first time I've actually, like, properly set out to see it. And, yeah, I downloaded all the videos and put them together.
Cool. Yeah. How about you, my BI 10?
I was just going to say the Brazil thing, but, like, my favorite moments for 2015 for her would be, like, the Brazil concert. And then also, I think that, like, for 2015, I think we should make, like, a petition for Brazil to, like, stop using the makeup that, like, tests on animals. I think that's what we should do, too. Like, the whole animal fandom should, like, get together and make a petition for her and the animals.
Yeah. Yeah, I hardly ever wear makeup, first of all, not only the fact that it's a pain in the ass, but second of all, that, like, so much animal testing is done for the sake of cosmetics, which is totally stupid, because, like, most girls, you take a wet wipe to their face, and they look like freaking Quasimodo, just so that, like, a rabbit can die, just so a rabbit could die, so you have, like, blush on your cheeks. Stupid. So, yeah, I don't really wear makeup that much. Except for cover up, because my pimples do not need their own stage, okay? Okay. But I make sure that it's
I wear makeup,
free,
but it's not like. Yeah, I wear makeup, but I make sure it's like animal cruelty free. Like hard candy, they don't test on animals. So
I love hard candy.
I know. I like their glitter.
I don't really know what anyone's talking about now.
It's okay. It's okay. Makeup is not, you know, makeup is makeup. It's fine. Okay, so the British woman on Blog Talk Radio is, like, reminding me every freaking 10 seconds that the show is going to end. But I appreciate you guys calling in, and I appreciate everyone listening in, and I'll be back next week with another show. But thank you guys so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, James, tweet me how you were able to call in on Skype. I will credit you for the information, and I'll spread it around so other people can do the same thing for sure.
Yeah, okay. Will do.
Okay. Thanks so much. All right, guys, have a good rest of your weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl and Brady's Duplated Ball.
Kesha Fan Radio, commencing in 30 seconds.
like, shows the appreciation that fans have for Kesha.
Kesha's always been very honest with what she's talking about.
For me, I feel empowered when I listen to her